Welcome to the Genius Quest podcast, where we are rethinking personal development. This is episode one of a 12-part series where I really wanted to get into some of the things that we can run into when we're going about our journey for personal development. So episode one is called False Prophets, Who We Listen To. This episode, I really wanted to cover the importance of taking into account the influence of everything around us. This has really changed a lot in modern times because it's not as simple as it once was. With social media and all the different ways that we can connect with other people, it's really allowed us to be influenced by a lot more than we typically expect. I'm sure everybody knows by now that you are essentially the average of your friends. And what that means is both that you select your friends based on who you are and the fact that they're around you so much, they have a lot of influence on your life. There's a lot of influence not only by our friends, but also by the fact that we spend a lot of time on social media or watching television or doing all these different activities in which people can influence us. People are drawn to other people by shared interests. So you become friends with somebody because you're both interested in the same thing, spark up a conversation or what have you, and then you move on from there. When you become friends with somebody, you do not exclusively talk about the one subject that maybe brought you guys together. You talk about life and all the different things that come with life. The issue here is that if you pick somebody that happens to be good in one certain area but makes terrible decisions in every other area, then they will influence you in those other parts because nobody just talks about one thing when they're with a person. The same thing happens over social media or anytime you connect with somebody over the internet. One thing tends to connect you, and they tend to have influence far greater than that one thing. If you look up social media accounts, a lot of the times people are showing their lives that are focused on a certain specialty. So whether it's fitness, finance, they share more than just that one subject. And that rises to an issue because of the fact that they will have more influence on you over those other things, even though you went to them specifically for their expertise in one area. So what we don't realize is while we become friends with somebody or follow somebody because of what they know or their interest in a certain subject, we're really buying into everything that they are, because when they're your friend or when you have followed them for a while, you're invested in them as a whole and not just in that one area. And we create bonds with people that are difficult to sever. Whether it's following somebody or being friends with somebody or being in the same community as somebody, we form these bonds that emotionally are hard to sever, even when these people lead us astray in other areas. That amplifies just how important it is to understand that when you're being influenced by somebody, you have to understand that you are being influenced across the board. You are being influenced by everything that they are and not just the areas that you think you're picking out from them. And no matter what is said or no matter what you are trying to gain from them, we are influenced by anyone we give our attention to. So while you think that you disagree with certain areas of how they conduct themselves in life and that you'll just ignore whenever they do that, you're still being influenced by that. Whether it's building up the anger towards that, or whether it's slowly understanding that maybe they're right, maybe I should start doing that stuff, that no matter what, as long as your attention is there, you're being influenced by them in one way or another. This puts a lot of emphasis on us as individuals to truly vet the person that we are choosing to either follow or be friends with because of the ramifications it have in our lives. We tend not to really think about this a lot. that we see somebody talking about something and we agree with their viewpoint and we hit follow or we strike up a conversation and we continue to listen or be friends with them even when they're talking on subjects that they clearly don't have the same grasp of that you originally talked to them about. And what this does is how we feel about people changes how much scrutiny we put their influence on us, on whether, you know, they're bringing facts or if they're kind of stretching the truth to fit what they want. It really gives us kind of a reality distortion based on how we feel about an individual. You can see this with charismatic people, is you tend to not hold them to the same standards as people who are less charismatic. This can cause a lot of things to go wrong in our life because we're allowing people to influence us in a lot of different ways that we're just not picking up on. That causes us to change our behaviors and wonder why we're changing those behaviors, thinking that it has something to do with us, when it more has to do with the people around us that are influencing us to do those things. The takeaway from this is we have to realize that we are investing in people as a whole, not just in certain areas. So when you follow somebody on a social media network, you're not just investing in whatever they have to say about fitness or finance. You're investing in everything that they are because it comes across in their content. Very rarely do you have somebody that will just speak only about a certain subject that is what their channel or page is dedicated to. They tend to spread their views on a whole group of things that pertain to their lives. And they have every reason to do this, and they have every freedom to do this because obviously they control the content. But we have to take that into account and understand that we really have to say to ourselves, do we want to follow this person if they were able to influence us on everything that they speak about? We need to keep our sphere of influence small to control where it's coming from and hold consistent standards. The issue is when we follow closely a lot of friends or social media accounts or websites, we tend to be bombarded with information. And it's hard to discern which ones are coming from where and which is having more influence on you. It's really hard to kind of figure out where is the bad influence coming from. Where am I falling short? What's distracting me? When it could be one of hundreds of things. And holding them to consistent standards really comes from us. And understanding what standards we hold when we discuss a subject or formulate views or go about our lives is, are they doing the same things? Are they being held to the same standards that we would hold ourselves? Because if they're not, why would you want to push that on yourselves as far as allowing them to influence you on subpar standards? We are our closest friends, but we are also now what we follow online. The influence there is just as strong, especially because we can essentially visit or consume the content a lot more than we would typically be with our friends. So we have to understand that while before it wasn't that big of a deal when you were controlling what friends influenced you and which ones didn't, now it's so much easier for people to influence you without you even noticing it because you are just constantly surrounded by it. We tend to hold people up on these pedestals because of their success in a certain arena. But what we also do is, if they've mastered a certain area, we tend to elevate them in every area that they speak about and giving them more power to influence us on things that they may think that they have the same mastery over, but they don't. And not only have they mastered those certain areas, but you really don't truly know how they master that area to the point of whether there was really any methods or anything that is a positive influence on you. And we have to be really careful that we don't fall into these traps of essentially following false prophets and treating them such that we give them a large stake of influence over what we choose to do and the behaviors that we take a hold of. I think that with all of the new tools that we have as far as connecting with people, we really need to take into account that there's a true responsibility that comes with that, especially if we want to elevate ourselves to becoming the best that we can be. That is episode one. I hope you enjoyed listening. Thank you for making it all the way to the end. I hope you guys gained something from it. And the next time that you're deciding whether you should follow somebody, just thinking about the fact that they will have quite an influence on you moving forward, and whether, based on looking at all the stuff that they've talked about, whether you want to give them the power to influence you.